Blog Talk Radio.
This is Linda Van Smith coming to you live from the city of Medicine in Durham, North Carolina, on this day, Thursday, May 26, 2016. I'm hosting this show without Mike, and I'm so happy and excited to be given this opportunity to be with you and the listening audience. So let's get started, because I know you can't wait to hear about our special, special guest. Also, I would like to thank my soror, Kimberly Sims, who also works at Southern High School, for telling us about this special coach. So, without further ado, let me introduce to you Coach DeMario Leathers, the wrestling coach at Southern High School in Durham, who has this wrestling called Pin to Win. Welcome, Coach Leathers.
Thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, Coach, please tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am from Durham, North Carolina, born and raised. I went to Northern High School, graduated from there in 2008, and I've always been in the wrestling community. I was just born into the sport of wrestling. I started at the age of 5 years old, and so that's been a big part of my life. I was introduced with my dad through the sport. After high school, I went to the military. I spent a little time in the Navy. And when I got out of the military and come back to Durham, I've been working and finally actually started following one of my biggest dreams of opening a wrestling club in the area. So, you know, that's one of my biggest passions right now. I'm really excited about.
Okay, fantastic. And I see, looking at your bio, in Northern High School, you amazed 170-plus career wins. You were a four-time state qualifier and three-time state placer, and you were also on the school record. So that is fantastic. So we're happy to have you on the show tonight. So let me ask you something. What is your philosophy of coaching in this relationship to education?
Well, one thing is, again, I've been in the sport for a long time, so I've seen it from an athlete's point of view, from a coach's point of view, and it's a real tight relationship. And I've seen it to where sometimes your coaches can have the biggest influences on your decisions that you make in life and not just the sport at hand. You know, it's a lot bigger than what's going on in the practice room or the gym or whatever sport you're into. So maybe there's a kid out there or a person out there who's not so into school or his teachers or something, but that sport and that coach can persuade him in that right direction. So it's another way to aim at, you know, a different group of kids that may need some different attention to get on the right track. So I really believe my position as a coach is very important in helping guide the kids in the right direction.
Okay, and how do you promote that positive energy to your students?
The main way I promote the positive energy is basically just to keep a fun environment. You know, I really try not to put a lot of pressure on my kids. It's like an open door policy. If you want to come to practice today, we're here. It's a club. It's the off season, so it's already extracurricular. So I don't do a lot of pressure on being at practice. It's open for all kids ages 5 and up. So, you know, it makes it more fun. You know, the practices, I use a lot of energy in practice and make sure they get a good workout. And, you know, for a real competitor, it feeds them to want to come back and get that good workout and come back. And, you know, your teammates and your practice partners, they all depend on you. So it's a tight family environment, and it's once you get into it, if it's fun and you get into it the right way, it just makes you want to keep coming back and keep coming back.
Yeah, so what is the hardest thing for students to learn about wrestling? You said they can start at the age of 5. So are they disciplined enough at that time, or, you know, once they get there, you have that strong regimen that makes them, you know, want to learn more about wrestling?
Well, again, that especially at the age of five, the younger they are, I tend to make it a lot more fun. I make sure they have more fun. I don't stress really technique and doing things so much correctly because I know the attention span and the difficulty to remember all of the moves and all the positions. So I don't stress that. I kind of make them feel like they're doing a good job all the time, in which they really are doing a good job all the time, and they're always accomplishing something. So with the older kids that kind of know better, they learn and they fix what they're doing wrong. And the younger kids, they just, a lot of times, they just enjoy being around the older kids. And as they grow older, they learn. And at that young age, they just mainly get that love for the sport and, again, want to keep coming back. As they get older, the knowledge and the technique and all that builds along with it.
Okay, I see. Well, explain to someone who doesn't know anything about wrestling how the scoring is done. I know a lot of boys in particular like to watch pro wrestling, in particular, The Rock and Hulk Hogan. I know the techniques may be a little bit different. So can you explain how wrestling is done and how the scoring is kept?
Okay, well, the main style of wrestling that we do is scholastic wrestling. And it's mainly about control. You gain position and gain control of your opponent to score your points. And you always start off standing on your feet, and the first thing you do is shake hands with your opponent. And from there, most likely the first point scored is usually a takedown, where you have to, again, get your opponent down on the mat and gain control of him. There's other little penalty points and things like that when you do wrong. You know, if you're a move is stalling, is when you're kind of running away and not trying to wrestle. You know, where also once you get that takedown, then you have a position to where now you're on top and someone is on bottom. So when you do that, now there's a way the bottom guy can score by getting away, or he can score by reversing and getting on top of you. Also, the top guy can score by turning the bottom guy to his back and holding him for a number of seconds to score different types of back points. And those are all the basic points and basic scoring of a match, and that's actually an individual match. And the way you win your individual match determines how the team gets points. So, you know, a lot of people look at wrestling like it's individual because it's one-on-one on the mat, but you're actually scoring points for your team. So you can win an individual title, and you can also help your team win a team title at the same time.
Okay, do you think wrestling could be a stepping stone maybe for playing football? In particular with, you know, the aggression, with the aggressiveness?
Definitely. Those two sports, traditionally, they tie hand in hand. A lot of schools, their coaches kind of work together. A lot of football coaches that tell their kids to wrestle in the off season. It gets their hips better. It gets their conditioning and their footwork better. And even if you look at professional athletes, you look at the NFL, you see there's a lot of guys in the NFL that used to wrestle in high school. You know, Ray Lewis, one of the biggest names in the NFL, was a wrestler in high school. So, I mean, it can definitely build your athleticism to help you progress in other sports and other things in life.
Okay. Now, in your opinion, what makes an athlete a good wrestler?
A good wrestler has to have just multiple talents. You have to have the heart, you know, the drive, the desire. You have to have the will. It's not so much about being the strongest or the fastest, in which that always helps. You know, it always helps the athlete. But it's one of those sports where it's fit for everybody. Everybody fits in. Big guys, small guys, slow guys, fast guys, weak, strong. Everybody fits in. You get into the sport and you learn it and you find your way. You get your moves, your style, and you take that and you just keep building off of it. And it's all different types of styles in wrestling, all different types of kids and people. It just fit into the sport because it's one, it's the most natural. It's like the original sport. Everybody grapples and wrestles around with each other. It's just now we take it to a more technical level, and you just have to be prepared mentally and physically to go all the way.
Let me ask you one question. How do you deal with discipline? I know you probably don't have that issue because you're such a great coach, but if you had to deal with that, how do you deal with that, major or minor or repeat offenders? How do you deal with that?
I do believe that my age helps me a lot with the kids. I understand them a lot more than some of the older coaches. And these kids do need, you know, a different way of guidance than I needed or maybe someone older than me had. So one thing, I try to always understand the kid also before I just look at what I would do in that situation, because we don't think alike. But, I mean, a lot of kids are open to listening these days. They shy away from being yelled at and, you know, being screamed and talked about or embarrassed, you know. So especially with wrestling being a small sport, and it's already hard to get kids to come out and even try the sport out, again, I just try to make it fun and just be understanding. There are sometimes kids that just don't get it and don't fit in. And, I mean, you just keep working and keep trying, and you hope that it works out, but it's not for everybody. It can be, but, you know, it's not. But I think with the good work environment, you build a lot of friends. We travel a lot of places, and, I mean, overnight tournaments and things like that, it builds a bond to where a lot of people just want to do right, and you usually the people who don't want to be around, they really don't come back around anyway.
Mm-hmm. So you said the soft approach for you. You don't have to yell and be so demanding. So they automatically like your approach. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and wrestling is a sport. You know, wrestling is a sport where you got to prove it on the mat. You know, it's physical. So a lot of, you know, it's no need to do a lot of talking and screaming. Kids learn a lot in wrestling by losing because, you know, again, you shake hands at the beginning of the match, and win or lose, you have to shake hands with that opponent at the end of the match. And that's just, it's a lot of character and building in the sport alone to where, you know, kids, you know, they adapt to it and they grow within that sport that helps them every day.
Now, do your students have the opportunity to get college scholarships once they get a certain age?
They do. My club in particular is an off-season club, so, you know, we travel different places, but it gets them prepared for the school year. So when, you know, the season starts and the kids go to their home school and participate in the school, they're ready and they're much better for that season. And that's when they compete more for the state champions and the All-Americans, and that's when they really get noticed. But most of that hard work comes in the club season where you really work hard.
Right. So what do you think are some of your strengths and weaknesses as a coach?
Strength. Actually, I think my age is a strength and a weakness. It, again, helps me be a little more understanding towards the kids and be able to work with them a little better. But I'm still a lot immature at some of the decisions. And, you know, all the coaches tell me that they had to go through the same mistakes that I go through. I think my biggest thing that I don't like about coaching is when I have to make the call, and it's the wrong call. You know, I never want to make that call and make a kid lose a match. You know, I always want to guide them in that right direction. When they look to me and ask what they should do, I want to give them the right answer. And, you know, it's hard, especially when you see kids that really, really work hard and don't accomplish that goal at the very end. But as a coach, you still have to be strong enough to let them know that it's okay, even though you might be feeling just as down as they're feeling at the time. So, you know, I like my passion for the sport. I have a lot of knowledge. With me being young, people still have to realize that I started wrestling at the age of 5 years old. I wrestled in my first tournament. So I have 21 years in the sport as a wrestler and a coach combined. So I've been around. I've seen how coaches work with kids and how kids deal with coaches. I've got plenty of stories of the underdog coming up to the top. And, you know, I've seen the sport from many different angles. So I think that's a big plus for me being a coach for a lot of these kids.
Right. Talk about your coaching staff. Now, what aspects do they bring to the table?
My coaching staff is great. I have Oliver Henderson, who also wrestled at Northern, and he graduated in 95. He was a multiple-time state placer, and, I mean, he wrestled with some of the greats in North Carolina history. He has a lot of knowledge of the sport. I have a lot of my older kids that come in and work out with us and teach the younger kids. You know, it's just a great environment where we all understand each other, and we all come, actually everybody comes from the same wrestling background. We're all from products of my father. My father trained us all, and so it's easy for one wrestler to go to another coach and listen to another coach, because at the end of the day, we're all kind of coming out of the same tree with the same philosophy.
Now, how has coaching affected your life? Because you seem to have, you know, you have that passion and that drive to, you know, help the youth. So how do you think that has changed your life?
It's just it makes me feel great every day. I watch my dad do it. I watch my dad volunteer and open up Northern's wrestling room, and kids just started coming in and learning and getting better day by day, and lives changed instantly. And I'm just really grateful to have that opportunity to do the same thing. You know, it's especially in Durham, it's really hard out here for the kids. And when I got back from the military and got back into helping the kids in wrestling, I actually realized how much of a business wrestling is. And I never seen that side of the sport, because I was raised through my dad, through the love of the sport. And you just see a lot of kids spend a lot of money to become better wrestlers, and they don't get that quality back of what they spent. And I just like the fact that I can come in here and I don't charge the kids anything to come learn and get better. And it helps the community, it helps the kids, it helps their families, you know, it helps them save money, or the ones that don't have the money to spend, they don't have to worry about it. We practice and fundraise, and everybody works together. So it's really great. And I just like to see in my community, because, again, it's not easy out here. So I like to see anything that brings the people together, helps the kids grow into a better place. I mean, it's all positive, and I'm glad that I can be a major part of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are some things that you'll be doing different next season that you didn't do this season?
Well, this is actually my very first season, so I'm sure I'll be doing a lot of things differently. I will definitely have to be more prepared from a business standpoint with paperwork and dealing with parents, and that's a little new for me because I usually only work with the kids. So me being in charge of this, you know, I've got to be better with, I guess, being on time and being well prepared for parents. I got new websites on finding tournaments and new fundraising ideas. One of our biggest goals right now is to actually get nonprofit certified. So we're taking big steps. We want to get transportation incorporated in the club for kids that can't travel, that don't have a way to get back and forth to practice or events. So we're really looking to take big steps and just make it as cheap as we can make it for all the kids. We're getting new uniforms and everything.
Okay. Where can the listening audience find out more about your Pin to Win program?
We have a Facebook page, Pin to Win Wrestling Club. The email address is pintowin919@gmail.com. My phone number is 919-624-7925. And again, I'm DeMario Leathers. We're at Southern Durham High School. That's 800 Clayton Road, Durham, North Carolina, 27703.
Well, thanks again. Now, we would like to thank Coach DeMario Leathers from Southern High School in Durham for joining us this evening on the Overtime Show. And as I always say, it's good to have someone with morals and integrity and who loves working with students to come and share their experiences with us. And I know your father will be very, very proud of you. And it's also very important that we try to instill as much character education as we can in our students so that they will grow up to be productive citizens. And this is all that we ask of all of them. Coach Leathers, we would also like to thank you for your dedication and patience for working so faithfully with your students. We need more African Americans to step up to the plate and be positive role models for our youth. So, Coach, it has truly been a pleasure. Take care and have a wonderful season.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
We'll be back after this on the Overtime Sports Show.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese.
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Well, this was my first time hosting live, and I survived. Again, I would like to thank the host of the Overtime Show, Mike Wood, for giving me the opportunity to co-host with him. It has given me a plethora of experience in the world of radio, and I hope to continue to grow in this field and gain as much knowledge as I can in every aspect. We'll be returning to the radio next week, and a special guest will be Trudy Lacey, coach of the women's basketball team of Johnson and Wales. So stay tuned. Be sure to stay tuned and listen to us on blogtalkradio.com or the Overtime Sports Show, weebly.com. See you next week. Goodbye, everybody.